Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. The headlines first. Pakistan players have profusely thanked the Sri Lankan players for staying back to play the entire series, which consists of two more ODIs and, of course, the tri-series that involves Zimbabwe, which is also coming up in the T20 version. In the meantime, today, India play against South Africa in the first test, and the first test is being played at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Going further ahead, remember the rising stars of the Sri Lankan A team led by Dunit Vellalage are in Qatar, and they'll be playing against Afghanistan in the first game, scheduled to start at 5 p.m. Sri Lanka time. So we have plenty of cricket to report on. Now then, going further ahead, the Bangladesh have taken complete command over the Irish in the first test now being played. Bangladesh batting first made 587 for the loss of 8 wickets. The Irish were bowled out for 286. In the second essay are in trouble. 5 wickets back in the hutch, just for 86 runs. So the result basically could be very inevitable. But at the end of the day, it's a great experience for the Irish to play test cricket against test playing nations like Bangladesh. Meantime, it will be very interesting as to how Sri Lanka will look at their team selection today. The question that's going around is, will they go in with 7 batters and 4 specialist bowlers, or try and look at a combination of 6 batters and 5 specialist bowlers? The reason this is cropped up is because, remember, the first ODI, Sri Lanka lost by a narrow margin. But their part-time bowlers, you know, who had to cover the 5th bowling option, consists of Janet Lianage and Charit Asalanka, and they were carted for 66 runs, which is way too high. So today's news is all about cricket here on www.goforgold. We keep our eyes focused now, and also rugby coming up. The club games are going to get very, very hot in the next 2 to 3 days, and it's going to be an interesting season as well. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Pires this morning. We hope you have a wonderful week and ahead. We have lots of news lined up for you for tomorrow. Remember, on our podcast, plenty of cricket. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing Pakistan and Sri Lanka all the very best. And we sincerely hope that player safety is taken care of by the PCB. Brian Thomas signing off. Bye for now.